Do you have this? I read the other night the vigil story is very beautiful, very touching. The author of this, of course, is Father Daniel Grudy. He told us a story when he was in Grand Central Station in New York. Some time ago, he noticed a woman sitting on the side of the wall and a slump over her knees. She had strangely gray hair and a blue faded jacket and looked like a lifeless shell. After grabbing two cups of coffee, he's telling a story now, I'm reading it, I sat down next to her. How are you doing? Fine, she said defensively. How's your day been? Good, she said guardedly. What's new? Nothing. With those words, our conversation ended, and it felt like an iron wall came between us that would not let out even a pinhole of emotional light. But I stayed beside her, sipping my coffee, and did not leave. After about 15 minutes, she turned to me and said, I took a sip from my cup and said, I am a priest, and I thought you needed a cup of coffee. With that, something unexpected happened. She began to cry with such intensity that her tears could have flooded the floors of the Holy Station. Not wanting to interfere with words, I just sat with her in silence while she wept and sobbed. But when she calmed down, she told me her name, Sarah. I then said, Sarah, if you could change one thing in the world today, what would you change? Surprisingly, she said, if I could change one thing in the world today, I would change my mind. I've been filled with such bitterness and hatred, and I cannot forgive. But if I could, I would be a new person. Of course, the meditation here, that's the end of the story. The meditation is about the mercy, celebrating tonight that God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son, so that whoever believes in him might not perish but have eternal life, and that he gave us Jesus precisely to be Emmanuel, to help us, to save us from sin, to show us how to forgive, and to forgive one another. While I was praying the other Monday, I was thinking of what message really to give tonight, but something came about the word gift, G-I-F-T-S, gifts. So I will talk about gifts. G is about God's gracious gift. The God's greatest gift is Jesus himself, his only begotten Son. Because God is a merciful Father who desires all of us to be in heaven, to share eternal life with him. He gave us his only begotten Son out of love for each one of us. And God loved us into existence and even wondrously recreated us by redeeming us from our sins. As we read in the first letter of John, chapter 4, God is love. God loves us first, so it could be possible that we could initiate us into love by showing us how to. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as expiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loves us, we also must love one another. John chapter 4, first letter of John chapter 4, verses 10 to 11. The second letter is I. I is for incarnation. Jesus became human like us to show his love for us and in order to save us. We will hear tomorrow in our gospel, in the first chapter of the Gospel of St. John Evangelist, and the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. He tabernacled among us. He pitched his tent with us. That's why we have the tabernacle here. He is with us, God with us. Jesus is both fully human of the saints. If angel could get jealous, it will be because as a spirit, they are not capable to suffer. Human being does. That's why Jesus became human, so that he can suffer and die for us and be resurrected and save us from sin. Humans suffer or offer sacrifices out of love for God or our loved one or any brother or sister in Christ because we have bodies. Jesus has to take our humanity so he can offer perfect sacrifice to God as the Lamb of God to save us from slavery to sin and save us for adoption as children of God. And that he became Emmanuel, God with us. He suffered with us ever since he suffered, died, and rose from the dead. No one suffers alone. He suffered with us. He is always with us in the Blessed Sacrament, and even the Eucharist is the extension of his incarnation. So that's why we visit often as we can to a Catholic church. G-I-F. F is for faith. This is now our response for the love of God. The first is about God's love, great gift, Jesus, and then incarnation. Now our response to this gift is God, and be like Joseph, who took Mary home and therefore welcomed Jesus also. To receive God's gift in Jesus, we have to believe in him. Faith for St. John the Evangelist is doing what Jesus commanded us. To have faith in Jesus is to do whatever he tells you to do, as our Blessed Mother's last word in John chapter 2. Also, Jesus, we know, commanded us to love one another, to love God above all, but also he commanded the apostles and the successors of the apostles, do this in memory of me. So that's why we celebrate the Holy Eucharist at least once a week or every Sunday, others for every day. T is for thanksgiving. To thank the Lord for his willingness to suffer to save us from sin and share with us his divine nature, the divine life of God. In our Catechism, paragraph chapter 1, God created freely man to make him share in his own blessed life. For this reason, at every time and every place, God draws close to man. He called man to seek him, to know him and to love him. The word Eucharistia in Greek, Eucharist, means to give thanks. So every time we come to Mass, we are expressing our gratitude to God, who loves us so much and eagerly desire our union with him now and for eternity. Also, we must remember, a grateful heart is a joyful heart. S is for sharing the good news through service. The best service we can give to our loved one or to others is to share how Jesus touched our lives, our conversion story, or we can share on how we are sustained by our faith in God and the grace he poured out into our hearts through the sacraments. And then wish that they will receive the same gift of covenant relationship with God and receive his offer of salvation also. We also call this sharing of our gift, the good news, evangelization. God needs two families, the family of Zechariah and especially the family of Joseph and Mary, in order to fulfill the promises he made for our salvation. Like Joseph and Mary, we have to sacrifice our own plan and submit to the plan of God in our lives. God needs each one of us to be salvation in our times. He needs each family to become instrument of bringing the love of Jesus into our world today. He needs all of us to bring the light of Jesus into this world darkened by sin and selfishness. We have to be open to His will and give it our first priority to do that rather than our own will. And Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta said, in order to know the will of God, we have to spend silence in our lives. Because the fruit of silence is prayer. The fruit of prayer is faith. The fruit of faith is service. The fruit of service is joy. So, gifts. God's incarnation is for our total salvation. Our response is to accept this offer with faith, thanksgiving, and service to God by sharing His good news to everyone we meet. Merry Christmas. May Our Lady of Joy, the Mother of God, intercede for us all. Amen.